Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Goat Farm, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Not bad.
What?
Goat Farm. And what do goats do on a goat farm? They eat like hay, just
yes.
like cows.
Mm-hmm.
They go poo-poo.
Yes.
In the backyard.
The backyard of the goat farm?
Do they
backyard.
Hop around?
They
love
they
to hop.
They hop around. They sleep probably on bales of hay in their little barns and their little stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And when they want to make little baby goats, what do? They F.
Right.
And if you saw a bunch of them effing, you would say it's a goat F.
Right.
And for some reason, that's on my mind today.
Goat F. William Stillwell?
No.
The
man is barren.
He's... You know what, boys? Don't you think he's suffered enough this week?
Yes, he's not had a good week.
We root
by the way, Alex Ovechkin will be playing on the Russian national team. They said he could be in the lineup as early as Saturday.
Tip top shape.
Don't you think he should at least wait for the jet lag to wear off?
Oh yeah, you
at
would
least
think,
that.
It's gold
you
medal
would think
time.
Maybe a little bit, you know, just say have fun playing for a team where you actually have won championships. Sorry, I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Mike, Euro Motor Cars was selling Alex Ovechkin's old Mercedes.
Is,
right?
Is that the matte black one?
No, it's actually matte blue now.
Ah.
Multiple colors.
Hey,
Mike.
Matt Blue is a good DJ name for our Matt Bloom.
Mm-hmm. I would like Indigo Blue Car to get me noticed because I'm not famous enough.
He had the matte black Batmobile at one point. Then
I remember that.
The Blue Mobile.
You saw? Didn't you see that?
Oh,
somebody
I was walking out of a hotel and I said, "Whoa, supercar!"
You saw it?
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
That was like 5 years ago.
And then
ago
because I'm a nerdnik for cars, I was like, "That's not stock. Oh, that's a $300,000 vehicle.
That's not stock."
It's like I've never seen that on
that's,
the dealership.
That's
floor.
Not an Acura.
So then I saw online, it was an average, I think it might have been on Facebook, for his old vehicle that he was, you know, had probably traded in. And what I loved seeing within the description was that owned by a superstar. And then hockey stick emoji, hockey stick emoji, hockey stick emoji. They can't tell you who it was.
Yeah. Do you remember, Mike, when I had
wonder how much they're trying to hawk that for.
Remember when I was doing, had some repairs done at Criswell Chevrolet? I guess that's in Rockville or out in Maryland. And when I was there, I was walking the lot and they had a limited edition Corvette and there was a plaque and it said, owned by Jack Diamond.
Really?
Because it was like an unlimited 100 car run where you got your name on the dashboard when you bought it.
Oh, my God.
And then he
didn't keep it. Didn't Chad have or doesn't he still have a deal with a car dealership and the junkies have had cars before, right?
Yeah, I think Chad has a Ford deal currently. He might be driving an Explorer.
Yes, we had Don and I never got the lucky stick with cars like some of the maybe we did. We were on for a long time, so it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
But I remember,
all the free cars, Rob.
The only car I really remember was the Peugeot.
Peugeot,
like a luxury Peugeot.
I remember the Peugeot
that had to be
Peugeot
mid '80s because
we signed on.
Yeah, I had when
Alfa
I was doing
Romeo
when I was doing those horrible infomercials on Saturday morning on WJFK.
Colin
and
Blow.
They were horrible.
They were the worst. But Mike, you know what
Colin
was great?
Blow.
The money was wondrous.
I know it was terrific.
And one of the dealerships loaned me a T-top Corvette for a couple weeks, and Carrie hated it. She said, "You really look like an a-hole." You know that? I said, quiet, help me with the T-top.
Help me with the jewelry.
We have to put it in the living room.
No, fit in the trunk.
Well, for anybody that thinks we've lived in the lap of luxury, I will tell you this.
Oh, we've fallen, Mike.
Yeah, we have.
We've fallen so far. as I sit here in a 98-degree studio.
I was listening to the Junkies this morning, and Cakes is speaking at his son's high school's graduation, right?
Can you imagine the Cakes as a kid?
He's the commencement speaker, yes.
He's the commencement speaker?
And the guys, some of the guys are like, you know, they were breaking his balls about it. They said, what are they going to do? You're going to walk on stage, and the principal is going to say, welcome, Cakes.
You have a money future.
He must be thrilled to death.
He is
to
happy,
be doing
and his son's
his
graduating
son
as well, right?
Wow,
he's pumped.
Wow,
they okay, love good. Each other. That family good. Loves each other. Mike.
Good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. No embarrassment or anything like
I
that.
I don't know. They celebrate. The Auvilles celebrate each other. Mm-hmm. When I see them, well, when they talk about each other's.
Johnny Cakes Auville is well documented for anybody that worked at WJFK, was the guy that was the go-to. He
the
was
nicest,
the guy,
nicest, nicest guy in the world.
Well,
no,
but
nice
he'd
guy.
Do anything. Yeah. It's just like, you know, unfortunately, Lurch is in the Bahamas this weekend. Eric Bickle's going to a soccer tournament, a lacrosse tournament. JP's getting in training for his upcoming boxing match. And, John Cakes Auville will be at the at the Stereo Store this weekend for 9 hours, representing the Junkies.
Hard
he was
working,
always the guy that
nicest
did the hard
guy
work.
In the world.
Doesn't say right. No.
So they had a great riff, and I sat there as I'm driving in and slogging in from Alney. They were saying, why would you do that? That's not what we do. And he's like, I'm just going to go up there and wing it. And then they start like piling on.
Oh, very
off.
Dangerous.
Oh, no.
Very
they start piling on just like we would on our program.
Sure.
And I said, no one ever asked us to speak anywhere.
I know.
Because that's what we think about right away as DJs. We're like, I would like to say no to something like that.
Well,
not in our vocab.
I would say to him, though, there are certain speaking engagements where winging it might not be the.
They were murdering
this
him.
Is not a bachelor auction.
What about bullet points? He said maybe bullets.
Bullet points are questionable in that type of speaking environment.
Yep.
It is a formal speaking engagement. And,
yes.
And it's like, you know, it's you get up and you think you can wing it. It's like, hey, money metal.
He said he was going to speak from the ticker.
And you know what else? I'll tell you this. Remembering my graduations. It's not exactly a warm crowd.
No, they don't want you there.
No, they don't want you there. They want to get their piece of paper and they want
to
party.
They want to go to Beach Week.
Yeah, they don't want to. They don't want to hear
cars
Cakes.
Packed.
When I was your age, I had not yet slept in a coffin for $5,000.
They brought that up.
Oh, did they really?
Yes. I knew I'd made it when I was in the studio for 3 days straight. But it made me think of what we would do, and would you guys speak at a commencement?
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I would too. I'd be scared.
I would
be nervous.
Asked, but I would.
But I would do that.
A middle school
I
would ask
that,
me.
I would.
elementary.
I would write something that would be very cool. But those that ship has sailed. You gotta you be
might,
on the radio.
You
to
might
do
have
that,
to talk know. At Michael's.
Yeah. Well, that would go something like.
Actually, Mike. You may want to think about videotaping something now so he has it.
I haven't gone there, believe it or not. I haven't gone down that road of taping stuff because I'm so...
Mike,
really
every
do.
Day you tape
yeah.
80 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I, but,
this
I, but
an
I'm
anthology
so
of your
yeah,
life.
We could do... Yep, we can save this for him.
Yeah.
I'm so in the moment with him, though.
Yeah.
I'm in the moment. Even when he wakes up at 4:55 like he did today, 4:55, and it's my day. And
your day that you have to care for him, you mean?
And love him.
My day that I wake up with him.
Okay.
Yeah, Mrs. O'Meara and I trade that task, and she is just hit by the lucky stick. Like, we go out with friends last night, and it was a later night. And as we came in, and I think we're turning, you know, a late night for us. We're turning in at about 10:30, and she says to me, and she had four adult beverages.
Yeah,
and she says to me, she says, you know, okay, I'm going to turn in. I'm like, okay, I just want to watch a little more CNN because I'm not depressed enough. Let me turn it on right now. And she says, by the way, you know, you're waking up with Michael tomorrow. And it's like the last salvo. I never say it to her.
And then she goes.
She always addresses it with me. She always addresses it with me.
Now, does she, on the night before it's her day, does she ever say, like, You know, I was looking at Michael at dinner. He looks like he has the sniffles. I'm going to give him some NyQuil and Benadryl before bed.
She gave me an extra day this week where she got up because it was the hockey game. And
oh,
she
bonus.
Knew it went to, she knew it was probably.
And a heartbreaker.
They were going to break my heart in overtime. Yeah. And that was like, but that's not just the game. That's usually like a 12:30, 1 o'clock sleep time for me because I'm so wound up.
Wound up in post-game game, stuff, yeah. You know?
But I'm here to say one thing about the Washington Capitals again.
Yes.
As much as they disappointed me, my beloved Beantown team is doing quite the opposite. Tied with
is that why you're wearing the hat today? You're wearing the colors?
Mrs. O'Mara, come in here for
a second.
I thought
you were
a
Nationals fan. When did you become a Red Sox fan?
You got to give Scherzer credit for 20 strikeouts. That is the story of the day.
Yes.
It was sexy. Come here. As he kept saying.
I have that sports audio vault. Made me a little uneasy.
Stop saying sexy. Speaking of sexy,
I was discussing our arrangement for who wakes up with Michael.
Right. Oh yeah,
and how can you speak right into the microphone?
Right.
All right, get a room. Gross.
Wow. How could that house get even hotter than it is?
Yeah.
Here's the
who needs
the
wussy. AC?
Mike O'Mara is the wussy male. Here we go. I just love her so much.
Save that for the breakup, Mike.
So was that? Hey, shut up! Shut up!
It'll be great for the show.
All right, we're not breaking up.
Oh, sorry,
they're making divorce jokes. I have to say, so was it your idea for the like rotating get up
yes.
with the child?
My idea. Yeah.
Ask her if she plans the nights out on the days that you have to wake up. Because you plan the calendar, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Matter of fact, I did Mike a solid. He was supposed to get up with Michael yesterday.
I told everybody that already because I give you credit where credit is deserved.
See, so I was supposed to get up with Michael today had I not done that solid for you.
Yeah. But the solid would have been a solid if you did it both days in a row.
And I think I did the solid knowing that we were going out, though.
Yeah,
the solid is getting a little softer.
Carl, I'm going to send you a book. It's called Give and Take.
Give and Take. did they fix the air conditioning yet?
No.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Princess Leia. Take care.
Back
Your
to all the
cleaning women are here. Oh. La, 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 la.
Mike, how much exercising is she doing? All I'm doing is liking exercise posts from your wife.
She is not only doing a lot of aerobic stuff, but she's doing
running?
All these little arm. She runs around the neighborhood. By the way, okay. Let me just say, when I said something about Mary this morning, all right, I told the guys that this house has been something about Mary because we have a camera for the show that you regular you streamers will notice is not the same one we
different.
Normally have.
Ducky D.
Because the Logitech Corporation has boned me royally today, and I want to say thanks for that. And then the air conditioning went out at about 9 o'clock last night, so we haven't had any air conditioning. Then the inspection for the new air conditioning system was scheduled for today. So he arrives within 5 minutes of the guy. And then Princess Carla's cleaning crew arrives. Mm. And I'm just sitting, and the dogs are going, rah, 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 and I'm sitting there trying to fix this. The show is running late because I didn't get everything printed up and everything done for the show. I have been working with this Logitech camera for 1 hour to no avail. And it's just very, very insane and very crazy. And it's just been a crazy morning.
That's why we're here. You can lean on us on tough days like this.
Lean on me. You guys are nothing but supportive. You're nothing but cool about stuff. But what kills me is that all this happens at the exact same time.
Yes.
And I've never seen this house like that, where it's just like, hey, how you doing? Okay, Frankie, stop barking. Nice to see you, Kevin. How are you doing? Okay, oh, you're the new guy coming in. Hey, Inspector. And the Inspector was like a Buenos Ding Dong Diddly Diaz. You know, well, heidly, heidly ho.
Oh, I was thinking it'd be more like Inspector Clouseau.
Oh, I've built houses before, so I know inspectors, and the ones that are like super scary nice like this guy are usually the ones that the knife goes right
here's
in
the red tag.
But it's not that kind of inspection. This isn't, you know, this is a standard.
This will protect
thing.
You.
Yeah, but the you know,
I as a matter of fact, his inspection is going to be really easy because he's going to look at the air conditioning and say it's broken.
Yeah, well, you know, isn't it kind of comical that he? This is like I had this thing installed like 2 months ago,
Mike.
Not even that long ago,
and he's here the day the inspector's here the day the thing is going down the pooper.
That's pretty. You know what? That's lucky. I think.
Hey, no, I'm lucky.
Yes, you are. Mr.
And
Lucky.
I look great. looking at my picture right now.
The Jesus. Camera, the camera, the lower resolution is helping you. It's sort of like
it softens.
Yeah, it's like a Barbara Walters lens.
Yeah, it's a solid filter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and here to just a little update on the old cortisone shot.
Yeah,
how's that? That I got to this. Fabulous news. Not working.
Oh, no.
At all.
Oh, at all.
At all.
Oh.
Douchebag. Man. Slicky boy TV doctor.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Can't trust a thin doctor, Mike. I've always said that.
Sorry. I just, you know what? You're absolutely right. I wish he was morbidly obese. Like my knee doctor.
Paul Prudhomme, your knee doctor.
A bon. I had the same surgery. I did it on myself.
He was great. He was absolutely wonderful. Never looked back. You know. But anyway, everything seems to be falling into place.
It's on the up and up.
Yes.
You know, I think everything's going to work out well. But today, as far as the, from 5 minutes before 5 a.m. at 4:55 in the morning through just about now, life has been a little problematic for the kid, just a bit. And a Thursday, and Thursdays are a bit of a you know, an interesting challenge to do the shows anyway.
Yes.
So other than that, everything's peachy keen, easy peasy.
Have we started the
lemon
show?
Lemon squeezy.
We haven't started the show yet.
Would you like to start the show and do the mailbag of the body of the show?
Well, yes, I would like to start that, and then you'll have to remind me that we're not starting the show when I finish the mailbag, because I always forget that, too. But I promise today to try real hard not to tell the same stories that I told in the previous show. Duh. Heck of a week. Start the show, Rob. Jesus.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look, bro, I know it can't be easy out here, but just think, a few more weeks, get Eli all settled in out here, and you'll be able to come back to whoring full time.
The funny thing is, Eli doesn't want me to whore at all. He wants me to be a farm girl.
Doesn't he realize you've been whoring part-time since you've been out here with him?
Nope.
Oh, so you're already planting the first seeds of lies in your marriage, huh?
I guess.
Atta girl. I'll tell you something, Pearl. I've had a lot of men come and go out of my rooms, and they have told me the secrets to a good marriage are just a carefully executed web of lies that you just spend your life teeter-tottering on to make sure that none of the pieces of the web fall apart. Mm-hmm. And you have just laid your first gossamer thread.
All right. Hold on, it's coming.
Honey, we got a baby! Good for you, Hoyle. See, you treat him, just give him just a tiny bit of praise that gets him excited, and then when they start to feel the boundaries, you smack them down.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're coming to you live from the Cappy Fiver Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet. So supportive, so thoughtful, so wonderful, and most importantly, they get it.
Yes.
What am I talking about when I say they get it? They get the joke, and if you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime. We may answer you. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And our show today is brought to you by our good friends at Sleep Number. I cannot say enough about the Sleep Number bed that I own and that I've had for many, many years. It is still fabulous. It is still the best bed that I've ever experienced. It is still the bed that virtually eliminated back pain for me. And it's still the bed that allows my wife to have her firmness and me to have my firmness. And she can do what she wants. And I never impinge about that. I'm a bit of a tosser and a turner.
Yes.
And, you know, in previous incarnations, Carla and I would be in bed. And I would, you know, it'd be one of those deals like she's on the other side of a trampoline where I would turn over. And she'd like, stop moving. Not the case, because it's all divvied up with the Sleep
yes.
Number bed, and I really, really want you to try one of these. If you know, have a test rest, go in there and try it right now. They still say
test
that.
Rest.
I'm not sure. Was that another company? I don't want to get them in. I don't want to.
No,
get
I haven't heard
right
test
now.
Rest ever. You're bringing it back, Mike.
I think what Mike
no,
was invented it.
We might have to edit it out, but I don't care. I love Sleep Number.
Cash fresh.
Go to a Sleep Number store, and you can find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. It lets me choose my firmness. Carla changes hers whenever she wants. And the Sleep IQ tracks your sleep to let you know how you're doing. My Sleep Number is an 85. Carla's is now an 85 also.
Hey, look at that.
She has gone with the firmer mattress. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 92. I'm very, very excited about that. I feel great. Hurry in now and save $500 on a Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Remember, you only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. No better sleep. You find your Sleep Number setting only at one of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to cluck your tongue.
Oh. Oh. Interesting.
Well, like that?
Yep. That's the way to do
and
it.
Tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. And by the way, a couple of listeners have contacted me within the month talking about how they did mention me.
Cool.
Unlike my family members. And was very grateful for that. So, you know.
Let them know.
That's wonderful. And now, you know, we should really get to it because, to be honest with you, I'm on the verge of losing consciousness.
No, I think it'll be fine. It's
time
like
the mailbag.
It's all about you, Mike.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Yes, it is.
All the time. All these things.
Oh, you didn't hear it last
week.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you. Who sings this, Rob?
This is Cat Wright and the Indomitable Soul Band. I like
lovely
this one.
Music.
Yeah,
lovely,
very, very nice.
Lovely. I am getting a musical Jones again. I think when I get back up to the Great Pine Tree State and I am reunited with my Tama Swing Star Classic set of drums, I believe I'm going to set them up and wail, baby.
Now,
wail.
When you do that, do you drum for, just to drum, or do you drum with music? How do you do it?
I do it, I jam with people that want to play with me. I drum to music. I practice on my own, my rudiments. Mm-hmm. I do that type of thing. Before we start the mailbag, I would like to ask Rob if we received any postcards this week. Rob?
Yes, Mike?
Have you any postcards?
You know, it's funny you should ask, Mike, because I went to our post office box, and what would there? But look at this. Look at this beautiful photo. Can
That's
you see it?
Box 2796 Leesburg, Virginia, 20177.
It is a picture of a some sort of religious temple.
Oh, nice.
That on the back, I cannot make it out because it's from a foreign land, and it reads, "Hey, guys, I'm wondering if I'm the first TMOS fan to download your bonus shows."
Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Just read it.
"I'm wondering if I'm the first TMOS fan to download your bonus shows here in Uzbekistan."
Ooh.
Uzbekistan. That's
nice.
That's
pretty cool.
That's Borat. Eastern Europe, right?
Yeah.
Eastern Europe, yeah.
Put a pin in the map, Pony. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Many thanks to Pony for all his help in getting the show downloaded over here. Keep up the funny, Sean
Pony.
Garrett."
That's awesome.
Yeah, my brother Bilo, he's from Uzbekistan. He's got the, you'll never get this. You'll never get this. La, 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 la.
Then he gets
Wasn't
pissed.
That, was it, or was it Kazakhstan?
That he was in Kazakhstan, yeah. But I think it's Kazakhstan. Just next door.
It's all the same, Mike.
Revisit,
you know,
I
like
could,
Latin America.
It's
a all brown.
I could revisit that. I'd like to actually
just
watch
like
that movie again. Borat, you know?
Oh, that's
Borat.
Great. Do you remember the
it
first time you saw it? Just it was jaw-dropping.
Mankini.
Oh, my. Phenomenal. Really
yeah.
good stuff.
Good luck.
Mankini.
When he brings that's the bag to the dinner table.
Oh, yeah.
I brought this downstairs and I pooped in big.
Joe McCann of Woodlands, Texas is about to turn 70. He can't believe that he lived through the 60s. Twice.
No.
He says, "As long as the TMOS podcast keep on a coming, he'll be fine." Wow. I love
Thanks,
our
buddy.
Older listeners. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Attention, O ye citizens of Herndon, Virginia. A birthday for hometown boy, Matthew Russell.
Hey, Matt.
He's a longtime listener, a great husband, a super dad, and a good guy. He would love our traditional birthday song for his celebration. How about a nice birthday song for Matthew Russell? Ready?
Yes.
I wanna. A two. A
Russell.
All right. Happy anniversary to Christy Gemento from her husband, Nicholas. Ah, he is forever appreciative that she has not yet killed him in his sleep. Well, then again, let me tell you something. You know, I will say, Nicholas, aren't we all like that?
Yeah.
Don't we all really just have you ever gone there with your significant other and thought about it?
I about have. Killing them?
No, thought.
Oh,
no, not killing them.
I don't know
about
where you're
going, being
Mike.
Killed by them.
I've thought about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Rob, like I've thought about, you know, if she really
Who's
going to
pay the mortgage, Mike, if I die?
I've actually gone. No, see, I don't look at it. I don't think women are that practical. I think they're much more emotional.
Well, you know that she once passed me a note. Carrie passed me a note in a church. Who do you want your pallbearers to be?
Oh, sturdy men.
Were you at a funeral when she
No,
did that?
Just a church. Just at a regular Praise God church day. And you'll be pleased to know, Mike, you were at the top of the list.
Oh, that's
not
wonderful.
With those hips.
Yeah, they better be.
You might want to go for the right side.
I hope so. Anyway, that's Nicholas. So that's great. Here are the letters. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the rest. I'm writing to tell you about the birth of your newest listener. Welcome to our world, Hiram Wolfgang Coulson.
Hiram.
Not guilty of war crimes, Mike.
How dare you?
Wolfgang?
Hello!
Wow.
I would like mine bottle.
Yeah. He was born in Oregon, but both his parents come from Sacramento. So, you better watch out, world.
Can
for
you say
Hiram Wolfgang Coulson?
Can you once more say Sacramento in the German accent?
Sacramento. Yeah. This is so close to Chico. Und Stockton. Und Folsom. Und the Wine Country with Napa and the grapes.
Oh, Napa.
Yeah. So nice to say hi und Wiedersehen to Hiram Wolfgang Coulson. Thank you. It was great to meet you all at the last Super Bowl party at Jimmy's, which until last night was the highlight of my life. That's pretty
Aww,
nice.
That's nice, huh?
That's pretty terrific. Keep it up and keep it tight. Zachary and Hannah, or Hannah.
Hannah.
Zachary and Hannah Coulson, congratulations on your beautiful baby Hiram Wolfgang.
Congratulations.
Coulson? Hello, Coulson.
You're right there. Right there is why I love doing this mailbag. Right there. The names are the best part. Usually the best part for me. Hello, TMOS. My grandmother passed away this past Saturday morning, Aww. Peacefully in her sleep. I'm so, so sorry. And as I was reminiscing about her with cousins, I was told this story. She said to my female cousin, "Every time I see Trump speaking, he lets his mouth hang open. All I can think is that he's waiting for someone to shove a big you-know-what in it."
Oh, oh my.
You gotta love an 89-year-old woman with the same point of view on Trump as the rest of us. LOL. Jen Tackett, my sister, edited her eulogy that was going to include she would have been happy to have passed before Trump won the nomination.
Wow.
Yeah, there's. I think they're probably funerals.
Well, it'll be
with,
on the DVD.
With Trump in there.
It'll be on the DVD.
Next letter says, "Hello, TMOS. I never miss the show. Thanks for all you do. I was inspired to make a Tres Leches cake from scratch after hearing you discuss it on the show. I took it to my family's Mother's Day to get to the Mother's Day get together, where it was ravenously devoured along with mimosas."
Mm,
oh, that's a lot of sugar. Cheers, fellas. Looking forward to Rachel's return.
Oh.
Editor's note. Creepy.
Can't That's wait till from Rachel comes back.
D. Fry in Reno, Nevada.
Nice.
I wonder if that. See, I see D. Fry. I think of David Fry.
That's exactly what I thought too.
David Fryer Oscar was a Richard. His claim to fame was he was a Richard Nixon impersonator.
Oh, I thought you were going to think what is it? Fried rice from the Renegade Pigs.
No,
different
fry,
guy.
Fry boots.
Yeah, that's a good one. Glenn Fry.
Let me see. You win. Hey, Mike.
You win.
Hey, Oscar.
It's a hollow victory.
Hey, Rob. It's 111.
The man's sweating.
He is.
My birthday was on May 10th, and I'm going to see the Monkees' 50th anniversary concert for my birthday. Great.
I knew you'd love it.
Can you please talk up a Monkees song and wish me a happy birthday? Thanks so much, guys.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
Tom Williams, and let me see if we can do that for him. All right. The Monkees, monkey.
Hey, he wins!
I'm the only one excited for this.
Very, very exciting. All right, well, you know, might as well get right to it.
77 WABC, where the action is.
Missouri. I'll tell you right now, it's very exciting in this studio. 115 degrees. Hopefully you're doing it. I walked it.
Oh. And Mike, it's D's Grease.
No, not if he's on WAVA.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Apologize.
Sorry, we'll take two.
77 WABC, where the action is.
Hey, everybody. Hey. It's the tightest board jock. We're going to have to stop that.
You can do it.
Yeah.
77 WABC, where the action is.
Hey, everybody, it's the Mike O'Malley Show. Good morning to one and all. How about a little monkey song for you? I'm going to hop on a train, and it's going to go to Clarksville.
Take the
last. Yeah. I don't know how to do it. No, I'm sorry.
We tried to move before.
ABC, where the action is.
You know what? I'll tell you what the problem is.
What's that?
It's a jingle.
It's a jingle, Mike. It doesn't even gear you up to actually move.
It is. No, it establishes and then it just lays there. And like
whoever chose that's a jerk.
Here we go.
77 WABC, where the action.
It should have been over.
Listen.
Yeah. Forever.
What? That doesn't. It's too much. It's
jingle.
Too much. It's
stop
too much.
Saying that word.
Excuse me.
Sorry
I'm
about
just
that.
I'm trying to.
77 WABC, where the action is.
Hey, everybody, your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. It's 113 degrees in the studio on my ball.
Take the light.
One more of those, it would have been a scene out of
That's
Swingers.
The worst.
Stop calling.
I will never bring the monkeys onto this show again.
Aww.
Ever.
Yeah, Mike does not. He is not a fan. This
or,
I know.
Or
any
that jingle.
Incarnation.
I'm
ever.
Surprised that the slot machine came up Three Monkeys, to be quite honest.
Well, you know, you put the effort into sending me the jingle and the song. And, you know, when that happens, I and I usually like to do that. Like,
right.
Living on a Prayer, you know, that was a
that
lot
was
of fun.
That was a fun one.
The,
Journey.
Great WAVA jingle. Love the WAVA jingle.
I tried to match the jingles era with the record, you see.
With
that's,
the record,
that's
yeah.
And I apologize. That's sometimes that historical accuracy gets in the way of the fun.
Mm,
yeah, it does, damn it. Hello, Mike, Oscar, Rob, and Pony. My birthday is today, and my children aren't old enough to listen. And thank you, honey. They're probably not old enough to listen and probably wouldn't bother to write in on my behalf anyway. I'm making a request for myself. I'd love to ask for an impression, but I won't. I'd love the traditional birthday song, but I won't ask for that either. I will, however, preface my request with a quick story. My kids are crazy for Scooby-Doo, so we watch a lot of it in the house. Whenever I hear the classic Shaggy, I can't help but be taken back to my own childhood when the late, great Casey Kasem was the voice of every other cartoon character on television. In turn, this reminds me of the Casey Kasem tapes I heard on your show. Years ago, where an irate Casey came out of an up-tempo record and another death dedication. So, I humbly ask that some of those Casey tapes see the light of day in this 2016 birthday season. Thank you all, and I love the show. And Mike, on your birthday, feel free to drop me a line and tell me which impression you'd like me to do. That's Tony Galley. Do we have some Casey for
Do we
Tony
have to
Galley?
Spin for that, or do you just want to play it?
No, just play it. This is Casey Kasem, American Top 40. Unfortunately, a significant amount of people, as we all get older, that don't remember this guy and don't remember who he was. But, you know, if you are above the age of, I'd say, 40.
Yeah,
you
or 30. I remember him.
Yeah. Right, 35, yeah. Probably. You probably remember Casey Kasem.
And I think you'll enjoy this tape. Let's go.
He was, you know, he's Mr. Friendly. You know, American Top 40 is here for, you know, everybody loved Casey.
Yeah, he
Kasem.
Was a feel-good DJ.
He was
a smiling
DJ. He
recorded his Top 40s every week in Los Angeles. He went into the studio, and they laid it down. And laying stuff down when you're in a recording session, it can get a little testy. Let's listen to Casey Kasem right now.
Casey's Top 40.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
Please.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Casey.
Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This a god last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Casey's Top 40.
Thank you. That's wonderful. And by the way, Casey Kasem, and this is 56, soon to be 57 years on the planet.
Right.
As somebody that has had rave outs both on air and off air that dwarf that one, I will tell you, when I listen to that now, I listen to it and I hear a guy that really wasn't that good at it. And that tells me he probably didn't do it that often.
Right.
And he was
didn't
really,
melt down that much.
He was really like trying to ramp it up, but he wasn't good at it. With me, it flows like water.
Two.
It's quite a talent, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thank you, O. Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I just wanted to submit a happy birthday wish for the love of my life and fiance, Brenda.
Brenda.
Nice.
She has the great fortune to have been born on Star Wars Day, 5-4. That's May 4th.
Yeah, because May the 4th
be with you.
That's Star Wars Day.
Horrible.
And I remind her of this every year.
I like it.
I do too.
It's so hack.
Yeah. Me too.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would make my day. I got a strange energy today. You know, we have to temp in this studio hot all the time.
Yeah. I want to send someone with like a Ghostbusters machine in there to see if there's something haunted in your studio.
Ew, scary. It would make my day to have you guys wish her a happy birthday. I love the show, guys. Hope to see y'all live and in person sometime this year. Stephen Rowe from Arlington, Texas. Arlington, Texas. That's it. Beautiful part of the country down there. Stephen, happy birthday to Brenda.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
May the 4th be with you.
Good luck with your wedding. Hello, guys. I don't have a request, nor do I want you to put on your big floppy shoes and perform for me. We have the greatest listeners,
we do.
Don't we? I just want to say thank you for the hours of entertainment over the years and helping me get through some of life's ups and downs. I want you to know that I ordered my fiance's Mother's Day flowers through Pro Flowers. That's wonderful. Thanks for that. We appreciate it. You got the TMOS discount. I'd also like to add that thanks to Rob's incessant need to run bits into the ground, I usually end up... I usually end up going from hating them to making them part of my everyday life. For example, whenever Happy Birthday is being sung, I will randomly yell out one time and get the oddest looks from everyone, but it cracks me up every time. Thank you, David Rivera from Gilbert, Minnesota. And with that, it is time to move on, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all very much for the letters.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate them. And if you want to get a letter in the mailbag, you can send it to Rob with two B's every single week at MikeOmeraShow.com. That's Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. We'll be right back.
All
right, let me go down the list. I've got clips from The Mike O'Mara Show, The Bonus Show, The Tony Perkins Show, The Rob and Joe Show, Cake and Cookies, probably not. Tech 411, doubtful. What am I missing? I'm missing something. Oh, wait, I'm missing you, the listener. You can be on Omericast. So why don't you reach out through Facebook at facebook.com/Omericast or on Twitter at Omericast and let me know that you want to be on the show. Come on, let's talk about all the fun shows on More Broadcasting and have a great time getting to know each other. Or I'm going to be stuck talking to Mermelstein again. And remember, if you just want to listen, you can always download us directly on the TMOS app.
Yay! Thank you, Marcus. I was scheduled to be on the Marcus Serta program today. He was going to record it today. He has a client meeting up there in Vermont, so we rescheduled to next week.
Oh, where... he bumped you?
Yeah, he boned him.
Yeah, and so we rescheduled to next week when I will return the favor. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever been a lower priority?
Yeah.
Hey, what is it with the voices and
why
the
didn't he
music?
Just say... I'm still on the radio and you're not.
Yeah, I'm not
but
sure what I'm not sure what he does counts.
Look at you constantly doing
oh,
for
come
others.
On.
How can a person be so selfless? Don't you think you deserve a little something something for
yes.
yourself? A tiny indulgence for the man in the mirror or the lady?
yeah.
The maze.
What you need to do is subscribe to the TMOS Bunny Show. Pamper yourself. Each week we record a 6th episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package like this listener. Hello, who's this?
Uh-huh. I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Please patrol lines. You'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content plus the entire bonus show anthology. Well, that narrows it down to 1,000. It's all waiting for you at MikeOmeraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. The lady has moves and she'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will run us right out of town. Madonna! Kalamazoo, Kalamazoo, Kalamazoo. Don't worry that the year is almost half over because when you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it or give it or renew it, click the bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS bonus package. Order it today. You deserve it. It'll be a good one today, boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I have a major Florida wildlife update. But
what?
Before I get to that, do we have the new intern? Is he on campus?
Yeah, Matt Dodson is here.
Yes.
Matt Dodson, let's meet him. It's time to... Rob, you do the intros. I think I've met him briefly. And,
white guy.
He's a radio guy.
He is a white guy.
White guy.
He's off camera. I just wanted to give you a little...
Yeah, but it's important to, you know, hey, we have our priorities yes. on the Mike O'Mara yes. show.
Lots of white guys.
We, you know, we call, you know, it's...
And girls.
We call it the two
I'm outnumbered.
Yeah. We call it when it's, I call it WW. That's yes. a win-win.
Win-win. It's a double win, indeed.
It's a triple W. Win-win.
Matt is a radio guy. He is the general manager, effective next semester, of WGMU, the campus station at George Mason. Longtime listener, predating the podcast, listener to you and the incarnations of your show.
That's
and,
exciting.
He is a broadcasting major, I believe, at George Mason. Say hi to Matt Dodson. There he is, right there.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's great. How old are you?
I am 19.
What year are you in?
I am going to start my junior year at George Mason in the fall.
Mike, so a smooth 19.
19?
Hey,
so
19.
You got into college young then, right?
I was 18 my freshman year.
Okay, that's normal. Okay, yeah. That's cool. So you are going into your junior year, and you're going to be GM at the college radio station?
Yes, sir. I just spent the last year as program director, 2 years under my belt as a DJ as well.
How do you find the work of managing radio stations? Because I could probably offer you a little insight on that. So you've been a program director, and now you're moving on to general manager, and you've been a DJ. Do you go on the air now, or do you just manage the operation?
Oh, yeah, I love doing a show. I got to have a little fun with it because there's some headaches, you know, that come with managing everything. But I've done two shows for the last 2 years.
Nice.
And, you handle the schedules for all the other college DJs that go on your show?
I do handle the scheduling. I'm the point of contact for all DJs. The
do you have a superstar? Is there anybody that's in your stable that's
breaking
more
out?
Popular than
a maze, maybe?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Besides myself?
Oh.
Hey, that's it. I like that a lot.
Strong.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Is she in the college or is
she
is.
We're,
a high school sweetheart?
We're the same age. We've been dating since high school, actually.
Do you have any pics?
Oh, creepy.
Oscar.
He's telling a story.
Behave yourself.
You know.
It's disgusting.
Reference.
You're getting too old for that behavior. What do you do for fun when you're not doing the radio?
Group text.
I'm a huge movie guy. I go to the movies at least once a week.
Do you have a pick to click in the last 6 months or so? A movie that that you can recommend as something that you thought was really special?
Just saw Captain America a couple days ago. That was great. If you
you're an action adventure guy, like most people in your generation.
Yeah, right? But I'll watch pretty much anything. I saw The Witch, which was kind of an art house horror movie that came out.
How back
was in
The Witch? Because that's like on my list. I would love to see it. Is that as good as they said it was? It got some really nice reviews.
It was. I'll be honest, Mike. It was probably one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
Oh, that's it. I gotta find it again. Where now? That's it's out of. Is that out of theaters yet?
I think you can get it. I think you can get it at home now.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. That's
or if
it.
You
that's
want, I could
list.
Just have Carrie give you a call.
Mike, we need a movie reviewer.
We do. And Matt has actually has some experience in high school. He worked at the Cobb Theaters in Leesburg. Full disclosure, I've known Matt for a long time. I know his family.
He watched him grow up.
So I did watch him grow up, and that
is
creepy.
I would turn the reins of moviedom over to him in a heartbeat because it's the summer movie season.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of movies to talk about coming up in June and July. And I say, let's do this. Let's do it. But
Sing
here's the deal. Here's the challenge, man. You got to have an angle. You got to do something that, you know, you're not Leonard Maltin.
Yeah.
And
right.
So
that
you
is
gotta,
true.
You got to come up
with
something special.
Your shtick is something, you know, something that really separates you from the pack.
For
maybe
example,
a shirtless movie review.
What is wrong with you today? What is wrong?
It's all ramped up.
I don't want social services coming to the show. Yes, Rob.
For example, I don't know if you've listened back long enough to remember when we assigned Matt Bloom to be our movie reviewer, but that was sort of the equivalent of the Hindenburg's Last Voyage.
He wouldn't go shirtless either.
No, I'll do it right now.
I'll take my shirt off.
Yeah, but you won't review a movie. That's the problem.
No.
He won't date. He won't review movies, but loves to get naked.
Thanks for bringing me into this.
I don't know. You know what? Let him stew on it. He's got a month or so to you know figure it out as far as and make it organic. And I'd love to have Matt drop by and do some movie reviews.
I could definitely have something for you guys.
Nice,
thank you, Matt.
I will say this: I don't know you. I haven't met you in person, but I've met you online. And I will say that when you sold that whole thing about the scariest. You sold me immediately.
Solid presence.
So that's a good. Yeah. There's some presence there. That's I really wanted to see that. Carla hates horror movies, so we don't go see them in theaters. But she hates all movies, really. No, she actually liked. We were on a roll with Brooklyn, The Revenant. She liked a lot
Both
of movies
great.
That were nominated. Really, there were the nominees for Oscars this year. I think were some of the best movies in years. And Carl and I went on a when I got her down to that Prado theater where you get the big easy chairs,
yes.
to drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was all day.
And
she
just
fantastic.
Wanted them to turn off the projector.
And
that was her only request.
And details are important. You probably have heard enough of these. You can figure out what your angle is, right? And a point of reference if you have any audio, that would be great as well.
Sure.
Or if you have any pictures to send us, that'd be awesome as well.
Pictures of the movie or pictures of his girlfriend?
If you have a dream that you'd like to do that, I'll be honest with you. There is a movie reviewer that is working on Fox 5 right now that probably is at the stage of his career, as sweet and wonderful as he is, that he might be believing his own press a little bit.
Well, he's on national TV now, Mike.
And he's at Cannes this week.
I believe his own press.
I think he's ripe for the picking, Matt. I think they.
Well, he's going to move on to the network, and they'll have a.
But before that, there'll be a couple instances of young Matt Dodson hiding in the bushes outside of Fox 5 with just a shiv.
Mac McIntosh, how do you feel right now?
Yeah, I feel great.
You feel great?
Great. Why?
Do you know what's happening right now in front of you?
You're trying to replace me?
No.
Oh no!
No!
No! No!
No! That's terrible. That would never happen. I love you. You're one of our guys. You're already you're a no cut contract. You're part of the team, buddy.
You're here forever.
You're a numbers guy, right? I mean, you look at stuff on the computer.
Yes.
Okay. This is more about statistics.
Hey, by the way, I'm not part of this. Okay. This is started by the two guys at the studio. This bit of cruelty is. Oh God, Rob, we got a break.
We got a break. We absolutely do. Why do you talk so much?
We'll finish. We'll finish this. I don't condone this, but let's finish this up when we come back. Oscar's questions about is Matt know? Does Mac know what he's seeing? Mac? Matt. Matt Mack. We'll take a break and come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, you bastards. Hello! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Stamps.com. Yeah!
Woo!
Sometimes it feels like there aren't enough hours in the day and the music just stops.
That's true. Because the day is busy. No time for music.
Busy bees.
Even if you work from before 9 to way after 5, trips to the post office steal your time and put you behind. Luckily, there is a better way. Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. Stamps.com, we've talked about it for years. They're wonderful. You get the postage you need the minute you need it right at your own desk. Just use your own computer. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I hate the post office more than anything. And you know why? Because not only there's lines, there's no parking. I mail something to you about once a week, and it's normally a package. All right. I have to do with Stamps is I print it up at my desk. And I have one of those mailboxes in my community. I put the box in the outgoing mail box.
Boom, bam.
And it's done. It's
remove
done.
The bottleneck.
It saves me hours every week, and you get all your stuff. It's the best.
Yeah. And Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters. You get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Be like Rob. It's the smartest thing we ever did.
It's the best.
Welcome back to the show. So we were talking about perhaps anointing young Matt here as a movie reviewer for the Mike O'Mara Show. I've had a lot of different people over the years, listeners.
A lot of white guys.
Interns. you know, I'm trying to think. Maybe you're right.
There we go, Adrian.
I think this will be a lot of
fun. Latinos.
Yeah. Oscar, I have to ask you, did you notice some change in the demeanor of our other intern, Mac, when we were talking with Matt and giving him an assignment? Did he seem to slump his shoulders?
He's sort of icebergy. He doesn't throw off a vibe, which is why I think Oscar was going to point out what was happening before his very eyes.
Can I say something about young Michael McIntosh, ladies and gentlemen?
It's Mac McIntosh.
Yeah, we've got a DJ name for him now.
Oh, Mac McIntosh?
Yeah, he insisted.
Michael McIntosh last semester when he attended classes. Mm-hmm. How many classes did you attend during that
Wait
semester?
Wait for it, Mike.
It was two.
Wow.
And how many did you sign up for?
Two.
Okay.
Well, how many of them were online?
Are you s***ing me? I was about
six credits, so Mike.
You got online and said you got straight A's. I thought you took a full course load. You said straight A's like you'd done. You got two A's.
Yeah, that you know what? That's all. Yeah. If you only had one less A, you couldn't even be straight because you can't do a line from one point.
That's one step above getting a straight A.
Hey, Mike, he only took two more classes than you, and you're not even in college.
Well, you got A's in both your classes.
Yes,
and you went
Mac.
To class.
I went to every single class.
Yeah, well, one of them was...
Ooh, every class.
Way to keep that bar high.
That's right. Chase the tiger.
One of them was online.
Yes,
so technically he didn't have to go anywhere. So he went to one class.
He went to a class.
I went to a class every time.
Keep working hard.
How many classes are you going to take in your next semester?
Four.
That's twice the amount.
Now, and they're like come back to me.
12
when you take
credits.
When you take 12 credits, you come back and you let me know if you get straight A's again.
It is 12, yes.
12.
Like a 30-hour full-time work week in the corporate world when everyone else is working 40.
Do you know what the courses are going to be, Mac?
Yes, I do.
What do you got?
Could you share those with us?
Yeah, I'm taking the second history. I'm taking physics, better physics. English.
Better physics.
Wait, hold on again. You got all mucked up and muddled there. Start again, okay? And... give me each class and don't run them together and don't muddle them up.
Okay.
Just let me know. You've got a history class?
Yes, I have a history class.
You have a physics class?
I have another physics class.
Mm. Yes, and what's next?
I have an English class.
That'll come in handy.
Yeah. And
what's the other class?
We're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
And what's the final class you're taking?
A math class.
Math? What kind of math?
Math calculus.
Physics,
calculus.
Math, physics, history, and what's the other
English.
One?
English.
English. That's a full course load.
Is it all-timey English?
What kind of English class is it?
English composition.
Oh, so you can shine up those writing skills.
Yes.
Use Grammarly.
If you get... it went, all right, so are you taking a summer course load or is this next fall?
This is summer.
This is summer?
Oh, jam packed.
All right, when we talk in September or October of the fall when your summer semester is over, if you pull straight A's, I will buy you dinner at the Olive Garden.
Wow.
For you. For you and your family.
Just for him.
No, Mike, it's Red Lobster. Every year he goes on his birthday to Red Lobster.
Would Red Lobster be better for you?
Probably, yeah.
I will give you a Red Lobster gift certificate.
And
$25.
While we're on the topic of you, Mac, how is it that a cotton blend t-shirt can possibly be that wrinkled?
I have no idea.
I mean, really?
I know.
Could you stand up in front of the camera, please?
Oh,
so
Mike, you
got to
see this.
I mean, this really,
you
this looks
have
like,
to see this.
This looks like distressed fabric from The Gap. It's
now
like,
you're pulling it. Don't pull it down. Let
yeah,
me see.
Go very okay. close and make a sexy face.
Yeah, that's yeah. okay. You know, here's, you want a tip? You want a tip from somebody that plays a lot of golf down here in Florida?
Do you want a tip, right. Mac?
Here's a little tip.
Oh, how about better mic technique?
Okay, here we go. What you do, you take that out of the dryer. You take that out of the dryer. And does your washer at home have a spin? Do you wash your own clothes?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe that for one split second.
Does your mommy
What's
wash
the
your
truth?
Clothes?
What's
no,
the
no,
truth?
I do.
Yeah?
You do
yeah.
your own? All right. When that comes out, when it's damp, if it's got a good spin cycle and the T-shirt comes out damp, just put it on a hanger.
Yep.
And let it air dry. Just let it air dry. You'll never have a wrinkled T-shirt again.
I'll keep that in mind.
Just don't leave it on the floor next time.
Thank you so
much. Crumpled up in your glove box. Yeah. Meanwhile, you're walking down Wisconsin Avenue. People are giving you loose change.
Just to clarify, what was happening in the last break, and really for the last 3 weeks.
And for our interns, this is called a reset.
Yes.
Yes.
Matt Dodson, who's been here for less than a cup of coffee, right?
Yeah. He's gotten you one cup of coffee.
Yes. And he has made an impact in such a way, and the bar is low. Let's be honest.
Tell me
program,
about it.
Right?
But we love our interns, Oscar. And
yeah,
it's
but
cool
Mac,
that we have him around.
Mac,
you know?
I wanted him to be aware of what was happening.
Right.
Do you know what's happening?
No, I don't.
I think we can leave it there, Mac.
Yeah,
I think we can leave it there.
That's true. We're very excited about Matt with a T. That he's going to be doing this. And Rob, you've known this kid for a long
time. Long time. Know his family. It comes from a good family, and he's a smart kid. We're going to do good.
That sounds so 1950.
He's strong.
Comes from a good family.
I've watched him grow up.
Hey, Mac, does your mom and your dad,
lawn.
Do they each have a car?
Shirtless.
Yes, they do.
Okay. If one of the cars is sold, and then you bring a brand new car in, and it has, say, more shiny features to it.
It's updated.
That's right. It's a brand new model.
Yes.
And then there's another car that's been in the family for, say, 4 or 5 years. It's paid off. It's solid. It's reliable.
You got to keep it because there's no payment on it.
That's right. But there's no there's no sizzle to it. Aren't you kind of
Paint's
drawn?
Paint's fading.
Yeah. There's a
Lots
broken
chips.
Switch. Yeah. The air conditioning only blows at about 78.
Blinker works sometimes.
Aren't you drawn to the new car?
Yeah.
Are you seeing what I'm telling you
here? I see what you're going.
Okay, very good. Go home and fix your turn signal.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. He's the hot chick now.
He is the hot chick.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to make it sexual because you would say shirtless again and we'd all be
amazing. How do you know Matt, Rob? How do you know young Matt?
Here? I met him through one of the ladies in our supper club. Miss Talamy goes to church with Matt, and Matt was a big fan of the show and arranged for me and Matt and another gentleman.
I've got a young boy for you to meet.
Ben, we all had lunch at Christie's
That's
house.
Exactly how it went down.
Because and then we all took our shirts off.
Show me on the doll where you want Uncle Rob to touch you.
So was it, let me ask this, Matt, was it a big thrill for you to meet Mr. Rob Spiewak?
It was really cool. My best buddy Ben was the one that had shown me the show, and we had gotten into it together, and he had been a fan for a really long time. And then I started listening every day and got really into the show and thought, hey, maybe it'd be cool one day to be an intern.
Dodson, does that second B really impress you in Rob?
It was unique. I had never seen it before.
It's kind of key.
That's when I kind of realized, hey, this guy means business.
Show business.
Yeah, it means business.
Rob Spiewak, when did you put the second B on your name?
When Chuck Robb was running for governor of Virginia.
Because they wanted to confuse him with Rob Spiegel.
No, but it was so cool because there was merchandise everywhere, bumper stickers, signs that just said Rob for governor. I said, that's the deal. That's the gimmick.
That's the deal here, Wade.
And I beat Rob Weller by months. Another two-beat Rob.
That guy's going places.
Rob Weller, who used to be on Entertainment Tonight.
Do you think it was a little pretentious doing that?
Mike, I am as God made me.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the fly.
Oh, good.
On the Mike O'Bara Show. We'll be right back.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I am Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, a very special episode. Truly, our guest is Mr. Dick Cavett.
It doesn't get better than that.
It
yes.
does not. This man interviewed everybody in his time, still one of the funniest guys out there. It is hysterical.
And one of the best talk show hosts of all time.
Also on the episode, Gary applies for a job at Subway. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
We're out of lettuce.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our show is brought to you by Touch of Modern. I was all over Touch of Modern last night and this morning, as a matter of fact. They've got these, I forgot, they're super ultra modern watches that don't have the regular dial hands that you would see in a normal watch.
Right.
And, it's just cutting edge. There are thousands of
yes.
them, and I can sit there and linger on it all day long. You're going to love Touch of Modern, too. Go there right now. They'll connect you directly with top designers, timeless and truly unique products. Touch of Modern, always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention and all at the best prices online. You're going to really, really love this. Please check it out right now. Plus, loads of new sales literally launching every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. And I believe that if you go to this website, the minimum time I've been on that website is probably 20 minutes.
Oh, it sucks you in. It's the greatest.
It absolutely captivates you. And right now, our listeners can get immediate access to all the great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different, everybody. That's how life rolls in the fast lane.
News.
Mike, can we take a call before we get into the news real quick?
You may. Yes, go ahead.
Holding for 26 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Mike O'Mara, you are on the air, and you're calling on our special Mike O'Mara radio line at 888-920-MORE. That's 920-6673. Hello, who's this?
Mike, it's Moose. How you doing, buddy?
Moose!
Moose, I have red flares for callers. And when I hear buddy, I get the hair on the back of my neck stands up, but I'll bite. I'll hang in there.
Moose.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Mike. Mike, I've been a listener since I was 13, way back in the day. I'm now in my 40s, and I'm fat, and I'm Catholic, and I'm sick of it.
Oh, my God. That was the slug line back for the Morning Zoo show way back when.
We actually met at one point in time. I was a sous chef at the Ocean Club in Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, wow. Long time ago.
We met through the lovely Paula Sanglier.
Who is this? The lovely who?
Paula Sanglier, she was the station manager at 96 Rock back then. You guys were doing a show at Secrets, you and Don were.
Is that the same radio station where we did some kind of show in like the backyard of the radio station?
There was a hurricane coming, and we had to do they canceled the big show. And it was
Don
a
had a place
show.
Down at Ocean City. We did a lot of shows down there because he had a place down there. We did one right on the boardwalk. We did, and then we did a live. I don't think we did a live broadcast at Secrets.
We did two live broadcasts at Secrets.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, perhaps I wasn't all there for both of them.
It's a fun place.
They were very, very.
I don't think any of us at Secrets were all there at one point in time. You know what I mean?
I know. It was a crazy place. Are you still? What are you doing now, Moose?
I am now. I'm now a truck driver. I gave up the restaurant business because my truck doesn't talk back. I live in Calvert County on about a 20-acre farm. But I'm glad I found you, buddy, because I moved back here from Kansas, and I was looking for you on the air all over the place, and I found the podcast, and you guys are great.
Awesome.
Well,
you're the man.
Moose, I am so glad you have. Spread the word to anybody that would enjoy this show, and thank you so much for listening for
Moose.
All these years. We love you. Thanks a lot. We appreciate the phone call. Have a great day, Moose.
You hold on. We're going to get you a prize, all right?
Yeah, we're going to get you a prize.
On,
oh,
buddy.
Wow, a prize.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Hold
Oscar
on, buddy.
Santana with something new
we're
and
gonna
special.
We're going
to
send you Mac.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I'm going to take your number down. I'll send you a T-shirt. That was a really sweet call.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Moose. We appreciate that.
And you know, Mike, you really did. He beat the odds because he violated two of the prime directives mm-hmm. of the old days. One is calling you buddy, and one is having a nickname.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't
Moose.
Say whatnot.
Yeah, that's but true. Did not that's say true. Whatnot. So yeah. Attaboy, Moose.
All right, that's good stuff. According to Us Weekly, Sharon Osbourne found out about Ozzy's affair by checking his emails. It's not clear.
No, Ozzy on a computer? Really?
It's not clear if she suspected him first or if that's just something she does, which totally wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, that's how she found out he was having an affair with a celebrity hairstylist named Michelle Pugh.
Have you seen her?
I have not.
She's not marriage-endable material, in my opinion.
Well, it's Ozzy. Ozzy's
maybe he thought she could
old.
Keep a secret.
Yeah. The secret is that she's not very pretty.
She was working at a salon in Beverly Hills at the time, but he was basically supporting her. Obviously, Sharon hit the roof. She and her daughter, Kelly, called the salon repeatedly for 2 weeks to get in touch with her. It got so ridiculous, Michelle actually lost her job. Well, good.
Yeah.
Sharon's back on The Talk after taking Monday off.
Thank
but,
God.
So far, she hasn't actually said Ozzy cheated. Ozzy only released one statement where he was talking about his sobriety. We had that story
yes.
yesterday, so we'll have to keep you posted on this. Jimmy Cerrito news. Very, very exciting. Playboy has chosen its Playmate of the Year for 2016.
Anyone in this room?
Try not to react. But what does that even mean now that the magazine doesn't do nudity anymore?
Yeah.
Her name is Eugenia Washington.
Eugene.
I think a quick picture of her, African-American lady, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen a picture. To be fair, she was Playmate of the Month in December of last year.
Let me eyeball her.
That is before Playboy banished the naughty parts. She's 31, and she finished third on America's Next Top Model in 2006.
I don't want to be an ageist, but isn't 31 a little...
Oh, my
advanced.
God. It's, Playboy was the first place where we all realized we were getting older.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, my God, she's 21. And then I was 22, and I was like, oh, my God, she's 21.
I remember the first centerfold younger than me. Absolutely.
Rob, you are right. She is Playboy's third African-American Playmate of the Year.
It was
after,
Oscar.
Renee Tennyson in 1990 and Ida Lindquist in 2009. Her latest photo shoot for Playboy may not include full-on nudity, but it's pretty close. There's even some visible butt crack.
Hey,
you think that they'll make a resurgence, Playboy? Do you think they'll do that?
What, with the visible butt crack?
Just in general, really, as a brand.
You know, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. I guess The Sun has talked about the fact that he wants Playboy to get back to doing nudity, right?
Hugh Hefner's son, who, and he is 82, right?
I really, it just, maybe it's nostalgia, but I would love, love, love to see Playboy get back to, you know, the nudity. I mean, that's that's what it was there for.
And bring back some
I mean?
Of the ladies from the 70s too.
Oh, you mean with that style?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you talking about that?
No, the actual Mike, the actual ladies.
Oh.
I thought you meant full bush.
No. I just want to see Teresa Ganzel.
Very, very excited. Tomorrow is Michael Strahan's last day on Live, even though he was originally supposed to stay until September. Some people say Kelly Ripa pushed him out early because she was so upset about how he left the show. But in an interview with People magazine, she said it's only because the show needed to find a replacement as soon as possible. They have a summer hiatus where they go on vacation, and if they want to narrow down a list of people by the fall, they need to start right away. I might even look in on the audition process.
You know what, though? What the hiatus is going to be weird, though, because all the best of stuff they're going to pull from is going to have Strahan in it.
Oh, my God.
What?
You see it. You see it.
Blowing on me now.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, feel it.
Anyway, that's fantastic. She said she's happy for Michael Strahan, but that she felt disrespected. Clearly, she was never cool with him staying through the summer. E! News says Michael wants a low-key final show. Right. Sure. You know he doesn't.
No.
Of course
he
doesn't.
What's the point? You got to build off your old show to get to your new show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So there might not be much fanfare tomorrow, but we're going to have to wait and see. So who knows? And now a little something, something. I'd say a Radio Shack employee is going to get fired over this, but at this point, the entire company might go out of business first. A woman was caught robbing a Radio Shack in West Sacramento, California.
Oh, Sacramento has the best Radio Shacks, Mike.
In the middle of the night. She didn't even really have to break into the place. She was able to get inside because an employee forgot to lock the door.
Mike, happens all the time in retail.
Yep,
all
sure
the
do.
Time.
Mm. But the guy did remember to set the silent alarm.
Ah.
That's how the cops knew the woman was inside. So now she has been arrested for burglary, and we advise Radio Shack to pull it together. Get your act together. And
Mike,
I like the Shack. I really
when
do.
You,
yes.
When you get busted for breaking into a Radio Shack, is it embarrassing because you're just holding a soldering iron and you're like, hey, I needed one of these? There's so many random things there.
Yeah.
I have Ethernet cable. Yay. We will take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, if you're looking for podcast perfection, check out the Rob and Joe Show.
It's the Rob and Joe Show. Listen to it's the Rob and Joe. It's the Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week for new episodes. Damn it. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode. Me. It's the Rob and Joe Show. New episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I am reading a wonderful, wonderful Esquire magazine on Texture. It is really my favorite way to get magazine content. And this particular episode of Esquire magazine has both Bill Murray and George Clooney. Just, I'd love to be a sandwich.
But great interviews. Those are good.
Well, Clooney is so cool, and Bill Murray is so Bill Murray. And Scott Rabb, who writes for Esquire, just does great celebrity interviews. And you can get all your magazine content at Texture. Instant access to hundreds of the world's most popular magazines, including back issues, for all the articles that interest you. Super easy to use as well. Just click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to the article. And I don't just binge on Esquire and Golf Digest. The Texture editorial team recommends new content for me every single day. Stop worrying about getting crushed by that ever-growing stack of magazines in your house. Be kind to the environment and your wallet. Get Texture today. You can share it with the whole family. That's cost effective. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. It's a great app. Go to it's texture.com/TMOS. You get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now.
Before it's too late.
At texture.com/TMOS, nice. And we thank Texture. You're going to love that app. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, May 12, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I was tickled that we got to briefly discuss jingles, even in a negative light, during the mailbag, because one of the nerdiest things about me is since I've been about 13, I've been collecting radio jingles.
You're a jingle whore.
I have never heard this before. Now, you've obviously, and Oscar, you too probably, have worked at a radio station where we used to have to do the emergency broadcast system tests.
Yes.
Yep.
And what you would do is normally on a cartridge. It was called a two-punch.
Mm-hmm.
You would hit it once. It would do the intro. Then you'd hit a button that would do the tone. Then you'd hit it again, and it would be the closing.
Oh, we had the only two-punch I had is when I go to the restroom when that happened.
Oh, I see.
We didn't have to actually push carts.
No.
But it was all digital.
But the thing is that it was boring. It was always a boring thing in the middle of
a song. But if you missed it, you would be boned.
Oh, you'd be horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
So the third best jingle company of them all is called Century 21, and in the late 1970s, they kind of spiced things up.
This is a test.
For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
This is only a test.
Then you'd play the tone, then you'd play...
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
The broadcasters of your area.
Involuntary cooperation with the FCC.
And other authorities.
Have developed this system to keep you informed.
And by the way, I still have the old radio rules. You still have to talk over it in case KCJJ has
Oh, that's
a
true.
Problem with
that's
that.
True.
So that's very cool. That's
but isn't
cool.
It neat that they did that?
Very mundane, something special. I like that.
And it also makes it a lot less serious.
And so, your AccuWeather and Tide timetable brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay.
So Jodie Foster is a, you know, I would say one of the better actresses of the recent era of Hollywood. She's given us a lot of great movies.
Yep.
And she came out and did an interview and she said the wage inequality between men and women in Hollywood is not that big a deal. Here's Jodie Foster.
Ma, listen there. Ma, say, if I don't go, got in to come.
What's all the fuss about? I don't get it. I think there are more important things we could be
fighting. Yeah, she's mad.
And I will not stand for women whining.
Winning a Tay Chickapay, Mike. That's what I say. No, here's what she really said.
These are conversations that we need to have in our culture. We need to have conversations about diversity all over the place and inequality. In terms of pay, you know, it's hard for me to get interested in, you know, millionaires worried about who gets paid more. I'm just so grateful to be an actor. And I know lots of actors feel that way, that it's hard for us to complain because we're artists. And unfortunately, we're artists on a marketplace. And the marketplace pays what is the marketplace demands.
It's play your position, little lady.
It's a pretty mature point of view, I think.
Can we have the alarm, please?
What Oscar said, little lady.
Thank you.
Can I just say this? Yeah, you're making millions if you're an actor on that level, but it trickles down to every woman.
What did he say? I'm going to get so much hate mail.
Yeah. I admire your position, little lady. No, I disagree with her because I know she doesn't get absorbed because she's a millionaireess.
Yes.
But the fact is, it should be all across the board. So if there's a box office draw it doesn't make a difference to your pocketbook, Jodie Foster, because it's millions of dollars and you're super rich and you'll never have to work another day in your life. But it does make a difference when it goes down the food chain and it gets down to the people. If it's equitable for you guys, you set the bar and you set the example and it filters down. That's kind of the way I look at that.
It's once Kankles gets in office, it's a foregone conclusion.
I just think it's long overdue. And we'll
see.
It
was close.
He can't help himself.
No, he can't. He can't.
I'm voting for her. I can say what I want.
Let's keep the spotlight on Oscar. I wasn't necessarily going to play this today, but it seems to fit here. Right. Listener Derek Ingalls listens really hard.
Derek.
And he is a guy that has pointed out vocal crutches that we all use.
He's a foe, not a friend.
And here's a montage he's made of our friend Oscar. I think you'll enjoy. I had never picked up on this vocal crutch before.
I use the most common word in the human vocabulary, jerk.
Yeah, but not most people make it three syllables.
It's not a vocal crutch, it's a verbal crutch. Idiots. Stop listening. The editing on today's show
is going to be multifold.
It's great. I can't wait.
What was that?
Mike, you actually timed a burp over an "and," which was pretty good.
And
we've just gone from tape to live.
All right, stop it.
F you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. He's working on another one even as we speak, but won't tell me
Kick
what it
rocks,
is.
Derek.
Big night for DC sports last night as Nationals Max Scherzer. Is it Scherzer? Is that how
Scherzer.
I say?
Max Scherzer.
Scherzer.
20 Ks, baby.
Tied a record from 1998 and threw 20 strikeouts last night.
Swing and a miss. 20 strikeouts.
Amazing accomplishment.
This is awesome.
But Mike, is it sexy?
Tonight was at the end of the night was a special night because the strikeouts are sexy and to be able to punch out 20, it's sexy.
I don't know that it's sexy.
Is that what he said? Max Scherzer said that?
Sexy.
Is a ground rule double sexy? What are the sexiest things to happen in baseball?
I just got my 20th K. I'm going to go out and get me some.
And then he went on to say,
let me nick
Thank you, Nell.
You know, Nell, it might be the,
Nell Scherzer.
It might be the first time we've played Nell on the podcast. I had to go pretty deep to find it.
You know I'm a big fan.
I know
I
you
love
are.
Me the Nell. I do.
And video gamers, take a page from here. This is important. Records are still being broken, according to Conan O'Brien.
Over the weekend, I don't know if we have any gamer fans here. Over the weekend, a man broke the world record for Donkey Kong, making it through the entire game using up just one life. Yeah. Yeah. One life. Yeah. That's right. His own. Yeah.
It's on like Donkey Kong. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come to an end. Be sure to join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, Rob had a postcard today from Uzbekistan.
Yes.
Send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll read them on Thursday. Yeah, that's the way we do. Anyway, don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us, and support our bonus packages. We really are grateful, and we love your support of our advertisers as well. The people that get this show are simply the best, and we can't thank you enough for doing all you do to keep this show chugging along. We love doing it, and you love helping us out, and we are forever grateful for that. That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
And
one last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.